It's actually time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
You know how Pam loves the gossip.
Welcome to Hollywood.
We just divorced.
Did you want to apologize for cheating on me?
What is the hot gossip? Tell me everything.
Okay, y'all, the hot gossip is so flaming hot. It's a little bit ridiculous today. There's just too much happening. And the word came down late last night, and it's over. Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce from Ben Affleck. She listed April 26th as their separation date. They were married in July of 2022. Sources say there's no prenup. Interesting. Ben spent the weekend with his other ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, dropping off their daughter for her first year at Yale. People think Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco are engaged because Selena followed a wedding planner on TikTok. Yeah, okay. I followed a designer on TikTok. Doesn't mean I'm going to have her come design my house. Jason Kelce recalled a heated fight with his brother Travis, which turned physical and became their last physical altercation.
I don't know how I got that heated. Punch him in the face, and every time in the face.
Damn.
And every time before that, he would cry or whatever. He took this punch, scooped me up off my feet, and slammed me on the kitchen floor so hard the oven got knocked off the rack, like what it was sitting on the tracks.
Or whatever. Yeah.
I get up. We're in a full-on fist fight.
That is just, it escalated over a basketball game. It was their last. Taylor Swift has released the video for I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my marks. Because I can do it with a broken heart.
That's a bop, man.
I'm so depressed. I act like it's my birthday. Every day.
Jason Kelce says that's his favorite Taylor Swift song, by the way. Anyway, it's a concert video. It's a lot of backstage stuff, a lot of Taylor without makeup or costumes on. Snoop Dogg, speaking of backstage, recounted a recent interview meeting Paul McCartney at a tribute event backstage. He expressed interest in collaborating with McCartney, although he says McCartney was, like, way cool.
Paul McCartney was there, so I never met him before, but I'm fan of the Beatles. I know Jimmy know him, Dre know him. So I'm in the back smoking, and they like, Sir Paul would like to meet you. I'm like, oh, for real, hold on. I put the blunt out, cuz walk in the room like, don't put that down. He give me a hug, and he meet me, and it's like, who Snoop Dogg is? This is Paul McCartney. Like, he knows who I am. That's the experience that I love, is when the people that you respect you.
Yeah, I tell you what, everybody kind of has a difference of opinion about Snoop Dogg these days. Speaking of differences of opinion,
Britain's Prince William has reportedly not spoken to Prince Harry in almost 2 years. Of course, for two men, that's a completely normal amount of time.
Oprah Winfrey says her one regret in life was trying to launch her own network while she was in the process of ending her talk show. Noor Afala praised her boyfriend Al Pacino's parenting, but remains firm on not marrying him.
Have your views changed on marriage by any chance? I don't know.
Yeah, okay. The new comedy Y2K hits theaters December 6th. It's about a bunch of kids trying to survive when machines go haywire and start killing people at midnight on January 1st, 2000. Y'all, it didn't happen. And finally, a dirt alert. Alicia Silverstone, or as she says it, Alicia, worried fans after eating a potentially poisonous berry during her UK trip. In a TikTok video, she admitted mistaking the orange fruit for a cherry tomato.
I just bit into it because I was on the street and we were discussing whether this was a tomato or not. It's definitely not, because look at these leaves. So what the heck is this? Because I don't think you're supposed to eat this.
Yeah, okay, then don't eat it. The viewers quickly identified it as a deadly Jerusalem cherry, advising her of its toxicity. She later confirmed, alive and well, don't worry, I didn't swallow it. Okay, I got nothing on that one. I gotta go. My mom called. That was, all right. Alicia Silverstone. Sometimes I wonder if she didn't base the character of Cher on herself. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome?